Mama had been born. They had a pup that they hung in the fireplace and cooked on it when he was just a boy. And then they had then their old ovens, you know, iron ovens.
Well, how did you
bread on it?
How did you fry fish and stuff like that? Did you ever do much fishing?
No, we didn't do much fishing. Mm-hmm. You never did do much fishing when you were a kid.
You didn't fish much.
No.
Did you ever, you know, fry chicken or something?
Yeah. Well, they had a skillet.
That was a skillet.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever call it anything else?
No.
Well, they call them fry pans and skillets. I've got some of them old iron skillets now that his mother went to housekeeping with.
We've got some iron skillets at our house, too. And they're really good, but they're so heavy.
Pot, it wasn't a pot either. What do you call them things to put tater in?
That's an oven.
Oven.
Oven?
Iron oven.
Keep it in
the iron oven. It sets that down in the fireplace and put the taters in there, then cover it up with ashes and coals, and that baked the taters.
You put all the coals on top and everything?
Yeah,
I don't know. Oh, that lid will work, and they put that on top.
Well, that's good. I never heard of that.
You take that and butter, take them taters and butter, I mean, they're good.
I'll bet they were. Did you ever have something that you wash clothes in, you boil clothes in?
Yeah.
What would you call it? That was a big old wash pot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything else, like you for tea or something that you put on the stove? And did you ever, a kettle or something?
When we were kids, we didn't have a tea. We had a tea kettle and boiled water on the stove to cook with, something like that.
Was that when you were up north?
No, that was when I was down here. I lived out on the other side of the creek.
When did you move down here? How old were you?
I was 4 years old.
Gosh, that's pretty young. I'm surprised you remembered anything about the crossing the Ohio.
Well, I remember driving in there, and I thought, well, that house will go down in that water. And I was just scared.
I bet you were.
I was scared to death driving in there. And then we got out on the other side, and we sat on dry land, out, drove right on to the house. Now, I called it the house, but it was on them ferry boats that took us across. Mother explained it to us. We went right up a big hill, and they said, now all of us kids that could walk had to walk up that old high mountain on the other side. And they said that there's bears up there now. If we didn't keep up with the wagon, then bears would get us. And I had a sister that was just 2 years older than I was, and she was six and I was four. And she just thought the more of me than any of them did. I got an awful tired going up that hill. And I just sat down. And they said, come on, the bears will get you. I said, well, I'd as soon the bears would get me to go on up the top of that hill. I'd as soon they'd get me to go on.
They didn't get you, did they?
No. My sister, that was just 2 years older, says, I ain't going to let the bears get my little sister. I said, I'm going to take care of you. When you get rested a little bit, she said, you come on, go with me. And she was just seeing after me, just so good.
Did y'all have a school around here that you went to?
Yeah, we went to school in a one room building.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
One room?
One room. All the whole school was in one room.
What did it look like?
The one you went to, this old.
Hmm?
This old log schoolhouse up here at the chapel. What did the school that she went to look like?
I couldn't hardly tell you. Just a one-room schoolhouse.
With logs made out of